All right, we're going to call the December 2nd Planning Council meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Commissioner Castillo, could you lead us, please?
With honor.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nancy, please call the roll.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Mr. Brian Blackwelder.
Here.
Mr. Robert Breslaw.
Here.
Mayor Felicia Brunson.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez.
Here.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez. School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Mr. Richard Grosso.
Here.
Mayor Rex Harden.
Here.
Mr. Chad Maxey.
Here.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas.
Here.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff. Mayor Michael J. Ryan. Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr. Chair.
Here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. Thank you all for attending this morning. Before we start the meeting, I want to take a little personal moment here and say thank you to this wonderful board, you guys reaching out to me. It was very heartfelt, and I really appreciate that greatly. Secondly, it's with deep sadness I want to reach out and say the same thing to School Board Member Good, our Vice Chair, who just lost her father on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. I truly know how that feels, and our thoughts and prayers are with you, School Board Member Good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to everyone who reached out. It's been a tough, but I appreciate the love shared. Thank you.
You're welcome. Commissioner Castillo.
If we could just have a moment of silence in honor of our members' departed family. May their memory be a blessing.
Thank you, Commissioner. Madam Executive Director. Consent items, anything?
Consent items, I would actually ask to add Mr. Rosenoff and...
Sorry.
And hear her.
I apologize, I forgot to turn on my microphone. I would actually just ask for the consent items. Mayor Ryan and Mr. Rosenoff both indicated that they would be participating telephonically, so I'm not sure, I haven't checked my email to see if something came up this morning, so I don't know if you want to address that as additional excused absence requests.
Indeed we will, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion on consent items? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Castillo, second by Vice Mayor Williams. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
With the additions of the new names.
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous.
Aye. Next.
Okay. Moving on. Madam Executive Director.
Item R1 is a request for an additional six-month extension for the City of Lauder Hills provisional certification from earlier this year. They are already transmitted the package to the state, and they need a couple extra months to be able to resubmit the recertification package. Staff has no objection to that and is consistent with your rules.
Further discussion? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Harden, second by Vice Mayor Beverly Williams. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item R2.
Item R2 is a request for initiation of a text amendment to the next Broward County Land Use Plan on behalf of the Town of Davie. This had come up several months ago. As part of the 2010 Activity Center Amendment, the sitting county commissioner at that time had requested that the noise contour of 60 be utilized to prohibit residential density within that activity center. Moving going forward, even at that time, 65 DNL was the standard to prohibit new residential density. So it was a more restrictive standard. What has happened since that time is the FAA has worked with the county to update the Part 150 study, and the noise contours have changed. Not only have they changed, they eliminated the 60 DNL from the maps, because the 65 and higher are the only applicable noise contours for residential. So we had an inquiry from a developer and talked to the town of Davie, and also this would be applicable to Davie Beach and Hollywood. So all we're asking today is for the Planning Council to initiate the staff's review of the criteria, the noise contour, get written comments from the Broward County Aviation Department, talk to the impacted local governments, and then we would make a recommendation on any proposed text amendment at that time. So today is for initiation only.
Excellent. Any discussion on this item? I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion from Mayor Harden and a second from Commissioner Parnas. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item R3.
Item R3 is a request for a formal interpretation of the Broward County Land Use Plan platting requirements, also from the town of Davie. You may realize and understand that Planning Council staff, we entertain informal platting interpretations at the staff level on a regular basis. We probably do between 100 and 120 per year. From time to time, an applicant disagrees with staff's interpretation of a platting, of one of the plotting interpretations that we've made, and the town has requested that the council weigh in on this specific plotting interpretation. Just to give a very generalized understanding of what happened here is that Planning Council staff, when we review the rules, this is a renovation to a building that's going to result in less square footage. It's an existing McDonald's. They've pulled their permits in the early 1980s. They paid their impact fees, but somehow plotting was overlooked at that time. And, you know, it was an unusual time because the county plan went into place in November 22nd, 1978. That was the start of plotting in modern times, really. So in this case, they should have plotted earlier. So when we got the plotting interpretation at the staff level, we're only able to review our rules and say what should have happened. The town of Davie has submitted a request, stating that this will result in less square footage. The principal building is remaining. They're renovating a part of the McDonald's. It will be 16 square feet less than it is. So these formal interpretations are at the pleasure of the council. The one suggestion that I would make is that and I've talked to Andy about this a little bit, if the Planning Council chooses to interpret that they would be exempt from platting, to be able to keep it narrow, because there's other buildings that maybe did not plat and were supposed to plat after November 22nd, 1978, is to make it narrow, and if the renovation resulted in less square footage than the original principal building. And so that way it would not be applicable to complete demolitions and reconstruction or additional square footage, and it would keep it narrow that way. So that's that's the overview.
I think that's a very reasonable suggestion to make, to add that in there, to make it very narrowly focused so we don't set the wrong precedent here, especially since all the fees have been paid in advance, so they would have paid everything that they did pay, which is great. So further discussion on this item? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Commissioner Parnas.
If we approve this, will we be opening a can of worms, or are we going to do this on a case-by-case basis?
Well, Ms. Blake Boyle, I'll let you answer first.
Well, formal interpretations are a very specific process that are outlined in the council and the county's rules. So the process is always for someone to ask for a staff level interpretation first, and then if there's a disagreement, then the the prevailing, I'm sorry, the local government is required to be the one that requests the formal interpretation. So this would not just, these don't just happen because an applicant disagrees with it. It actually comes through the local governments. And we've had about, since I've been at the council for 21 years, we have had four requests for formal interpretations.
Okay.
Well, and just as Barbara and you indicated, the way we're suggesting the appeal be resolved is to narrowly tailor a result that is in the public interest, but will minimize any negative unintended consequences. It's drafted for that purpose.
Agreed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome. Commissioner Castillo.
I've always liked the approach of folks who want an interpretation of a code, or they it's sort of almost like a declaratory kind of thing where people are unsure what their rights are or what the rules mean in a certain context. And I've always been in favor of delegating that to staff and allowing staff to answer the question either through the lawyer or the administrator, where the case might be, sometimes both, and then allow the applicant to appeal here in case they don't like the interpretation. Are we actually requiring that anyone who wants an interpretation has to get our permission first, or is what I laid out sort of the way it works?
That's the way it works.
Okay.
So we do about 120 of these a year. So, right. More or less, and at the staff level.
Because I would think we'd be overwhelmed with requests,
yes.
Otherwise. So,
yes,
okay.
you would.
And I'm just focusing on requests for formal interpretation. So requests for formal interpretation come to you in a lot of different ways, right? And it can come to you by a letter, can come to you by an email, a phone call, something along those lines.
It has to come from the local government. So an individual developer cannot just request a formal interpretation of the planning council. They have to go through whatever city it's in to ensure that they're on the same page also and requesting the formal interpretation.
It's a formal process. It's a formally delineated process.
Okay. That's a decidedly, okay, I understand. Thank you.
Mayor Harden.
Thank you, Chair. Just out of curiosity, what delineates what staff can do through an informal versus has to be a formal? Because my question kind of gets down to, well, okay, we're changing the requirements by, if we allow this, we're changing the requirements of what is written?
So, great. Policy 2.13.1 in the plan, and then the comparable administrative rules document article, those set the parameters. So when we've done formal interpretations in the past, sometimes we do reflect them in the plan because it becomes a cleanup. Otherwise, we handle it as it was a formal interpretation, and we have notes that this is what you follow. So sometimes, Andy wants to weigh in.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I suggest one move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Oh, wait.
No, Andy.
Yeah,
jump
Andy.
In.
He must
I mean, one of you guys to can explain it. Andy, please.
No, just to be clear, the interpretation. Although people could argue that, and people, especially when courts interpret the statutes and things of that sort, is not meant to rewrite or modify the statute. It's to sometimes fill in situations that were not contemplated. These things are fairly short, so when things need to be fleshed in, we always try to be within the four corners of what the rule is, but sometimes we're filling in things that are not particularly covered. They ask us informally, we give an opinion. If they are unhappy with it, then it gets to this level, which is a formal opinion, which is frankly pretty rare.
Well, then why was the informal opinion not, why did staff decide the informal opinion was that no, not to allow this? So it bumped it up to, obviously it was not agreed to at the informal level, so it was bumped up to the formal level. So in other words, staff is not able to grant the informal?
We follow the policies and the article and the administrative rules document. So when we're evaluating a plating determination, those are the only standards that we have, is what's in the written record. So that's what it's evaluated on. So in this case, the town of Davie felt comfortable asking you for a formal interpretation, based on the facts that they laid out in the letter, that, you know, it was, because it should have been platted in 1981.
Right.
So there's no way around that from staff's level, because we're following exactly the policies that we have in that understanding.
Which that gets down to my real question. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we do have the authority to grant this relief, mm-hmm. even though they should have platted back when they built.
Yeah, so if I may jump in for a second, Mayor Hardin, one of the reasons I really appreciated what Barbara said to start this conversation was really look at this in a very narrow mm-hmm. focus, and that's why I went along with it right off the bat, because we are going to say something they're going to be able to review again in the future. What we do today, they're going to be able to review for in the future. So if someone comes in with a very similar situation where they paid all of their fees, they're actually doing a renovation to their building that results in less square footage than they had, so it has no impact on our community. They would be able to do an informal, as I understand it, you'll be able to look at it at that time, do an informal review and say, yes, platting is not needed.
Right.
Because of what we do today. But that's why I wanted this so narrowly focused.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. I was just wondering about the process. Good enough. Thank you.
Further discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Castillo, second by Vice Mayor Williams. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Andy. Excellent job. Item R4.
No council report other than
whichever one. Same to you, my friend. Madam Executive Director.
Good morning. Thank you. I have really a very short report today. At the October meeting, I had let you know that the chair had agreed to let us close the Planning Council office on November 9th for a day of service for Habitat for Humanity. So we have a few pictures from our day of service. And I'm going to say Mr. Maxey also joined us. So he was part of the crew, and it was a really great day. And we had at least three homeowners there because, you know, they're required a certain number of hours to contribute, and I thought it was a great day. So thank you for allowing us to do that. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for doing it. That's wonderful, and thank you, Chad, for participating.
Yes, sir. I figured as the youngest member of the board, I was the designee by default.
And the strongest. Go with the strongest.
Oh,
okay.
I was gonna say I thought Ms. Fernandez was, but
you're right. I don't know that.
Okay. And with that, I just want to let you know the public speakers that are signed in and just for the public hearing items 1 through 5. We have no one signed in to speak on items PH1 through PH5 except for agents and applicants. The PH1 is a quasi-judicial hearing for recertification in the city of Tamarack, and the city has waived the quasi-judicial hearing. The only other thing that I want to note before you discuss if you want to pull any items is item PH2 is a second public hearing for an amendment in the city of Hollywood. You may recall at the August hearing, you recommended approval with two conditions. One is that they address the sea level rise policies in coordination with Jennifer Hurado and the Resilient Environment Department to their satisfaction, which they did. That's noted in attachments 17 and 18. Attachment 18 is the actual memo from Jennifer Hurado in agreement with their commitments for the flood elevation and that information. The second piece is at the first hearing, they had committed to 7.5% affordable housing of the units. Commissioner Rich had asked them to examine if they could do more. They came forward at their transmittal hearing at the County Commission and committed to 10% of the units being at least moderate, up to moderate affordable housing. So they said satisfied those two commitments. And with that, I would turn it back to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Blakeboy. Is there any items, other page one through page five, that need to be pulled by a member? I'll entertain a motion for page one through page five.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Castillo, a second by Vice Mayor to approve page one through page five. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Outstanding job. Ms. Blakeboy.
We conclude the meeting. I just want to see if Mayor Ryan or Mr. Rosenoff have joined us on the telephone. Okay, it sounds like not.
We'll make sure we included them in our excused absence.
Okay, great, thank you. And
other business.
I have no other business except for to wish everyone happy holidays. Thank you all for being here, and we'll see you January 27th, 2022.
Excellent. Wow. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay, with that, we are adjourned.